Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Queen Elizabeth is in Australia. Bob Bakian is down there. Radio 2K has afforded Bob the opportunity to utilize one of their helicopters, their news helicopters, reporting on Queen Elizabeth down there. Bob, how are you doing? Bob, can you hear me? Okay, Bob, can you hear me?
Rockstar, Larry, here in just over Queensland.
How are you? And we're going to have to turn him down a little bit. How you doing, Bob? Bob?
Right, so real good. So right now we're over in Queensland, where, as we mentioned to you, Queen Elizabeth had been visiting Australia. And it's
How's the trip to Australia? How are you enjoying the country?
Enjoying the country immensely, Phil. The people here are intensely friendly. Radio 2K out of Sydney, Australia, has been very gracious enough to allow us to use their equipment here. And for all of the people up in the United States of America, a hearty hi. Hello here from Bob Bakian here for Phil Hendry Show News. And Queen Elizabeth is in the country. News right now. Spent a rather uncomfortable afternoon in Queensland in an infirmary in Queensland after Queen Elizabeth was dragged from her limousine by a tribe of Aborigines, thrown over the stump of a downed eucalyptus tree, and repeatedly sodomized. After some much-needed bed rest, apparently she will rejoin the Aborigines next week, but apparently she was put over the stump of a tree and her pants were pulled down and she was sodomized by about 16 members of this Aborigine tribe. So it's been quite an afternoon for Queen Elizabeth, and we will certainly follow her steps, her very tender steps, I would say, because she won't be sitting down for a few weeks here. This is Bob Bakian, reporting live here in Queensland, Australia. Phil Hendry Show, dude!
All right, Bob, thank you very much. So, interesting news there from Australia. Bob Bakian talking with us, and we'll keep you up to date on that. I couldn't hear him, so we're going to have to either replay that back a little bit later on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to a few people who are on the phone right now. The Elian Gonzalez thing is in the news. I've got a couple of people who want to talk about that. That has been in the news nonstop for the last several months, it seems, as this little boy, this six-year-old boy in Miami, is in the midst of a tug-of-war, and he is either being pulled this way by his American relatives or that way by his Cuban relatives, and it's a sad situation. How are you doing, and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. Hi. Oh, wait, was that Bob? That's Bob's pot. Hello, how are you?
Hi, hello, Phil. I really enjoy your program, and thank you very much for doing that, and I told the man who had answered your telephone that Elian Gonzalez is, I think, the saddest little boy in America.
Now, I saw that. You're saying that he is the saddest little boy in America. Why?
I think it is a disgrace that his relatives are spending all his energy on a little boy who doesn't know how things work here. He has gone to Disneyland. He has gone to Disney World. He has gone to all these wonderful things. They are showering him and everything, and he doesn't know how this works, because this child will just as easily wind up not doing much at all. There's a pecking order and in this country, and I think that boy would be better off.
Now, you told my producer you had a solution. What's your solution?
Yeah, well, I think that boy would be better off with an American family. Take him away from the Cuban, all these Spanish people he's living with in Havana, and not let him go down to his father in Havana or all the Spanish people in Miami, and let that boy live with American family. I think that's the best thing. Let that Spanish boy, and he will learn how things is done in America.
Well, as long as he's in Miami and he's with his Cuban relatives in Miami and he goes to Havana, he doesn't know how things are done here.
He does not know how it works here.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Because I think that the best thing you can do for that boy is to give him a knapsack or some kind of a backpack. I think the boy has been spoiled, given trips to Disney World. That ain't the way it's going to be, and someone might as well let him know and give him a dose of reality on how it's going to be.
And well, how is it going to be for him?
Well, Phil, I think that the best thing you can do for this child is to weigh down a backpack with sand and put it on his back and let him walk around with that for a while.
And why?
Excuse me?
Why would we put a backpack on him with sand? In other words,
well, because if you can get the feel of a leaf blower at that age, you by the time you get to be old enough, you have a good feel of a leaf blower, and you know at how it's going to feel. This Spanish boy is...
Well, you're predicting that he's going to be carrying a leaf blower around. So in other words, he's wearing a backpack filled with sand.
Yeah, he needs to get the feel of the leaf blower, and he has to get the feel of a rake. I would prefer he use a rake, because we have got all these gardens, all the Spanish and Mexican gardens use a leaf blower to drive me out of my mind. And God forgive me for saying this, because I love Jesus Christ. I believe in my Lord and Savior. But those Mexicans with their leaf blowers drive me out of my goddamn mind. And I could cry when I hear a lot of that. So I'm saying...
Well, you're saying the best thing to do for Elian Gonzalez is to put him with a real American family. I don't think that he's not with a real American family. They're Cuban-Americans.
I mean a mainstream American family, so that the boy can begin to get the feeling of we're just how things are done in America, all right? Now, see, you just don't come over here from Cuba and all of a sudden everybody going to lift you up and make you George damn Washington. You're not George Washington. A lot of black people who are standing ahead of him. All right, you got a lot of Indians standing ahead of him. This boy's the back of the line. In my opinion, the best thing you do for him is to get him out here, maybe out of Oxnard or the Tri-County Lettuce Belt area. How does the piece of fruit feel in his hand? Roll it around. How do you pick it off a tree and put it in a bag? Get him used to standing on an off-ramp so he can sell some fruit. Put on plastic gloves so he knows how it feels to make a foot-long sub. You know, painting houses, the car wash.
So you're saying that this kid needs to be put into the work world as quickly as possible, be given a dose of reality.
That is correct.
But the reality that you're predicting for him is put a backpack on his back with sand in it so he knows how a leaf blower is going to feel.
That is correct, because there's a pecking order in this country.
I understand that.
And black people come first. First you got the white people. Everybody know the white people run everything. And that is never going to change. That is never going to change. But then after the white people come the black man. Then the Mexican come. See, not the Mexican ahead of the black man, all right? Now this Mexican boy...
Well, he is a Cuban boy, okay?
He is a Spanish boy. It's the same. Everybody who has Spanish as a first language in America understands there is fruit picking, leaf blower, getting familiar with a lint screen and what it does, how to clean a lint screen, day labor, that kind of thing. Does he speak Spanish?
Excuse me?
Does this boy speak Spanish?
Yes, Elian Gonzalez speaks Spanish.
Then he better get used to the feel of a leaf blower. And I'll tell you right now, I'm very angry with the way our government has handled this. Because there are black people out there who could use a job and help. And they're not helping them. They're not helping them at all. You get that boy out, you know, with a rake in his hand, now you're going to start...
Well, you're predicting a future for this kid that sounds a little bleak. Although I don't have anything against the guy that rakes leaves for a living. It just sounds to me like maybe, perhaps, just maybe, this kid has got a little bit something more ahead of him.
Long as he speaks Spanish, this is the way things are going to start out for him. Okay, his Cuban relatives are being unrealistic. They're giving him an unrealistic picture of America. And I tell you, you show on in Miami, right, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
I'd say to all the Cubans in Miami, why don't you stop giving this boy an unrealistic picture of America and you get a leaf blower on that boy? I guarantee he'd be happy as hell.
Well, he is a Cuban. I think you're mistaking him for maybe some of the Mexican gardeners.
No, he speaks Spanish. You put a leaf blower on him, Cuban or Mexican. A lot of these Cubans come in this country, they think they get it better than everybody else, and they don't have a leaf blower.
Well, I can tell you, I lived in Miami for a number of years. There's the Cuban people that live in Miami, Cuban Americans, but are Americans, but first generation or just arrived Cubans, doctors, lawyers.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
They are. They're doctors. They're lawyers. They're accountants. They're professional people.
Right. You speak Spanish?
No, ma'am.
Well, if you have a Elian Gonzalez speak Spanish?
Yes, he does.
He's a Mexican. And that, as far as I'm concerned, is all the thing.
Well, hold on here for a minute, because there's a cultural difference I don't think you're getting here, okay? And you're calling from where? You're calling from where, dear?
I'm in Bellflower.
Bellflower, okay. Lake Forest, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Lake Forest? People having a hard time hearing tonight? Lake Forest, hello? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Well, we'll take a break and go back to another call where there isn't anybody there. It's the Phil Henry Show. Landry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So, Elian Gonzalez, what's the upshot on this kid? Is he going back? Is he going back? Is he going back or not? Probably. So, lady, when you say that we ought to get this kid wired into how it works in America, it may be a moot point.
Well, I don't know whether or not he is going to go back, Mr. Henry. I'm saying if he stays in America.
All right, so if he stays in America, he needs to know, what is your phrase, how it works.
That's right. He's got to figure, you got to teach this child how it works in America. You don't come on over here from Mexico and all of a sudden think you're going to get all this. You have to get in line behind a black man. You got to get in line behind an Indian. You got to get in line behind a Filipino and all these people. Then once all them is taken care of, then we all talk about you and what you need. And right now what that boy needs is you put his hands around a rake and get him the feel of a rake, raking back and forth. Have you ever been on a rowing machine, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I have.
That's the same feeling you get when you're mowing a lawn, just back and forth, back and forth. That's what you do for that child. And
so you get him ready for a life as a gardener.
I'm saying that's the way a lot of Mexican people have started in this country. No different for that boy.
Well, the kid is not Mexican. He's Cuban. Here's Pasadena on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I think that you need a rude awakening. There is a big difference between Cubans and Mexicans.
Well, I don't know what difference there is. Yeah, I'm talking about these people come over here illegally. They come over and pick fruit and all that.
Yes, and your point is they come over and they pick fruit?
They speak Spanish. I don't know what the difference is between a Cuban and a Mexican. The same thing.
No, they're not the same thing. They're completely different cultures.
They are Mexican people. They are Spanish people, Mexican people.
Well, you're saying that a little boy needs to be taught how it's going to be here in America for him?
First of all, you got to know how it is in America. You don't come over here from Mexico or wherever he's from and think you're not going to carry a leaf blower at least the first few years of your life.
Yeah, at least the first years. No, that's not true because I'm not Cuban, but I know many Cubans, and I don't know one Cuban that has ever picked up a leaf blower.
Oh, too good for it. Oh, I see. Oh, they're too good for it. I see.
No, they're not too good for it.
So you are racist.
No, ma'am.
You are racist against Mexicans.
No,
you are racist against
Mexicans. Oh, no, I'm not.
Well, that's what you're talking about. So Cubans are too good.
You are a racist.
Wait a second. Yeah, you're
not black.
You are talking about people being racist. You're saying get in line behind the black people. Get in line.
Well, this woman here said that no Cuban ever picked up a leaf blower.
That I know of.
So I guess what you are saying then, you are saying to me is, Cuban too damn good for leaf blower.
No, that is not what I'm saying.
Well, then how come they never get up off their ass and pick up a leaf blower and do what a Mexican does?
Well, maybe if you get off the phone and you get out and you look into the world, you'll see what Cubans do in this country. Most Cubans that come here wind up having a lot more money than Americans do because they're hard workers. They come here with the intent to do something with their lives. They don't come here with the intent of make a few bucks and run back to their country.
Oh, so you hate Mexicans. You are
no,
racist,
I
woman.
Don't hate
you
Mexicans,
are a filthy,
man.
Racist,
no.
Damn woman.
No,
you hate Mexican people, and you hate all. Oh, yes, you are. You're talking about Mexican people like they run back their own country. Why don't you run back to your country? Because I can detect that you sound to me like you got a Mexican accent or some kind
of
Spanish.
I don't have a Mexican accent. And
are you Spanish speaking? Are you Spanish?
No, I can speak Spanish by choice, but it is not my language.
You hate Mexicans and you think Cubans are all.
I don't hate Mexicans.
Because you're talking about them going back to their country.
Let me jump in here and clarify. You say that, but you are alluding to Mexican people when you say run back to their own country, aren't you?
That's right. That's exactly what she's doing.
What I'm trying to say is most Mexicans, unless they have a high education, they come here to this country with the intent of making money and going back to their country and spending it
and
in their country.
And most Cubans come here.
Cubans do not do that.
Cubans come here because they want to put their mud hooks into somebody and steal money from people and sit on their fat Cuban ass.
And
they sit on their fat.
You're talking about a little boy that had no choice. He came to this country because he was brought here.
That's
and
Spanish
I don't agree.
Boy.
I don't agree with you any. I don't agree any less with you that the United States had no business getting involved. They shouldn't have. I think they should have sent him back to his father.
Well,
but
I'll tell you
not.
Right now, I
so
think that boy.
I don't see why the child should pay the price for a decision that the United States government made.
If that boy is going to stay in America, I don't know if that boy stay in America or not. That Spanish boy come to America and stay here. You have got to teach that child how it is for the Spanish people here. You have got to start out and get in line behind the black people. You want to work at the counter at Subway? You want to go out and maybe rake a few leaves, pick some fruit? Go up and get yourself an apple-picking job?
You know, I don't
that
know what
boy
you're
do that,
about
something like that. I
don't think anybody has to get behind
anybody.
Are
you telling me that Cuba never picked an apple?
I don't believe black people need to get behind white, and I don't believe that Hispanics need to get behind black.
Well, there does seem to be. Can I ask a question? There does seem to be. Well, there does seem to be a pecking order among immigrants in this country. You know, that
you damn right about that, Mr. Henry.
Well, hold on for a minute. There is a little bit of a pecking order. I mean, the recently arrived are not as good as the ones that have been here for a while, and
I'll tell you, the man that has taken a back seat all these years is a black man, and when this Mexican boy come here, that Gonzalez boy,
he's Cuban.
Well, you all keep trying to make that distinction. I'd like to know what the hell difference it make.
He's from Cuba. He's not from Mexico.
Would you like to be considered as a person?
No, a Mexican and a Cuban. A black man's not the same as a white man, but a Cuban and a Mexican's the same damn thing.
No, they are
That's
not.
The same
sorry,
damn thing.
Sorry,
and you
sorry.
Better put a damn leaf blower on that boy's back and give him a break,
think,
all right? Because you're saying to me that a Cuban is too damn good
to put
a leaf blower on.
Not that they are too good.
What's the difference?
Good.
They got the cocoa
skin.
They
are
skin.
Brought up in a completely different culture. They are brought
right, but
up
if you look at,
people.
But if you look at a Mexican and a Cuban, they got the cocoa skin. They got the same cocoa skin, the mahogany, the texture, very nice chocolate texture. Damn skin. They
I don't
speak
even
Spanish.
Want to continue this conversation because everything you're saying is ludicrous.
No, ma'am.
You're
are you telling me they do not have the same cocoa skin?
To the Cubans, you're offensive to the Mexicans. You don't know what you're talking about, and you're saying that you
and
love
both, and
Jesus.
And I'll tell you something else.
And
I love Jesus Christ, my
line.
Lord and Savior.
So
my Lord and
I think
Savior.
That, I
and
think
they
that
both
maybe
eat
you
salsa
need
and
to
dog
hang
meat.
Up the phone,
That's
and
the
you
same
maybe
thing.
Need to go down to the library, and you maybe,
Wait a
maybe
second.
Need to look up different
yeah.
cultures.
Yeah, Mexicans and Cubans don't eat salsa and dog, okay?
That the hell they don't. That's exactly what they eat down in Cuba.
Well, maybe the impoverished people in Cuba, well, there's a lot of poverty in Cuba, and perhaps they've been relegated to that horrible situation.
Oh, listen to you all backpedaling and everything, trying to make this Mexican woman sound good.
When I'm not Mexican, you, honey. I'm not Mexican.
Where you scream
and
like a damn Latina.
Ashamed of it.
Where you screaming like a Latina.
And you need to stop, just
all right.
like all the rest of the people that are always, always
Y'all
up front
wanna say
saying
that
black
Elian,
people need to be Elian first.
Elian Gonzalez. Well, why do we got to bail the Cuban people out, okay? You talk about black people. Why not bailing out that little Mexican boy?
Bail out anybody boy... that needs help.
Yeah,
anybody
okay.
that needs
well,
help.
Well, why don't you start helping the black
okay?
people, okay? And start
I,
helping your family.
Hey, if I can help a black person,
what
I don't
this?
Mind.
You speak Spanish,
I
right?
Mind.
You speak Spanish?
I do, by the way.
What's this? What's this? Pero con salsa.
Pero con salsa.
Yeah. Dog and dog and salsa.
Perro.
I see those Mexican gardeners eyeing my poodle. So don't tell me.
You
that
know
all
what?
The people out
you
there.
You need to get off
no,
the phone
man.
And go to the library, and you need to get some books on culture. And
absolutely.
You need to look it up.
There's a very distinct,
need,
yeah.
As you and you can behave.
Mr. Henry, you think
he's
Cubans don't.
He's a little
don't,
boy.
Oh.
You need to just leave the little boy alone.
I
let him
Mr.
go
Henry
back
something.
To his country.
Are you telling me Cuban don't carry a leaf blower, Mr. Henry?
What?
Are you telling me that a Cuban man never carry a leaf blower?
I don't know whether Cubans carry leaf blowers or not.
You think they should?
If he wants his leaves picked up, yeah, maybe he ought to strap on a leaf blower, although I'm with you on that. Maybe a rake is a little bit better. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. I think she's hung up and gotten out of here. Holy God. Perro con salsa. Dog and salsa. Ooh. Anyway, keep that lady on for just a second, because I want to ask her a question. She's making me angry, but she also made a very good point. And that was about who straps a leaf blower on first in this country. Of all the people that come to this country every year, from a variety of different cultures, which culture should strap the leaf blower on first? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Want to pick up the best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat? Brother, just go to philhenryshow.com. That's the official website of the Phil Henry Show. And you'll get our CD there. You can also check out the doings of Bobby Dooley, Margaret Gray. There's a few other things going on our website, philhenryshow.com. The couple of points that have been made here, we're talking about Elian Gonzalez and just exactly what's the story with this kid and his integration into our culture, and perhaps he's going back. So, as I said, we may be arguing a moot point. But it seems to me that the point has been made, there is a pecking order among immigrants to this country.
Goddamn right.
All right, hold on for a minute, ma'am. We'll get back to you, okay?
Yeah, but you said a mouthful there. That pecking order among an immigrant in this country, and a Cuban, as far as I'm concerned, come way down the list. He is behind a black man. I think he's behind a Mexican.
Well, hold on for a minute. And insofar as there is a pecking order, it's difficult for people to understand anybody's individual need. It seems to be the refugee from communism is number one on the hit parade when it comes to immigrants. Then after that, we take in whoever, economic refugees from Europe, probably. Hungarians, Eastern Europe and Russia and places like that. We probably haven't got too much of a problem. And then you start getting into...
Well, what you're saying, Mr. Henry, we start getting into some of the milk chocolate people, you know, all the cocoa texture people. And now we don't want to take none of them people. I say that the cocoa texture people...
Well, you said there was no difference between Cubans and Mexicans.
Because they're all cocoa.
They're all cocoa.
Yes, that's exactly.
What do you mean cocoa? They got the same...
They have the same color skin, and they have the same language. As far as I'm concerned, that's the same damn culture. So strap on a leaf blower and welcome to America. That's all I'm trying to say. Strap on a leaf blower, color of a coffee bean, you get on a leaf blower, welcome to America is all I say.
All right. El Monte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Fine.
Mr. Henry, my name is Fred Hernandez, and I'm a Mexican-American.
Yeah, hey Fred, why don't you buy a new phone?
The pecking order here is two kind of people. The hardworking people.
Okay, your phone is really crummy, Fred. I don't know what to tell you. Is there another phone in the house you can use or something?
No, not right now. How about my car phone right now?
Yeah, it was real scratchy.
Well, really?
Go ahead.
Listen, there is the pecking order is two types of people.
Goddamn Mexican, man. Can't get a good car phone.
The working people and the welfare people. Those two only.
Absolutely.
Anybody that comes here comes to work. The ones that were born here, they are used to the welfare. Okay?
Well, Fred, you are Mexican. Don't you think a Cuban ought to put on a leaf blower, too, like everybody else?
I think that anybody that comes here can work in whatever occupation they feel that they can do, okay? But not on welfare. That's the main thing. Don't let anybody come here and go on welfare, because we already have enough people on welfare.
Well, I agree.
Okay?
Thank you very much for your call.
What the hell did he say? I didn't understand. One thing Coffee Bean Boy there was saying.
What do you got to call him Coffee Bean Boy for?
I did not understand what that man is saying, all right, with that crap can phone.
All right, well, we got your point already about strap on a leaf blower. Pomona on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, this is Angel.
Hi, I'm Angel.
From Pomona.
Yes, sir.
How in the hell is this lady just going to come on and start degrading Mexicans?
I'm not degrading
Latinos,
no Mexican.
Cubans,
I'm asking
whatever.
You, how come a Cuban get to have more? How come the Cuban not have to put on a leaf blower?
How are you just going to come out here saying that you believe in God and that you're not racist, man? Bull
crap,
man.
I'm not a racist bone in my body. I love all people, and I love the Mexicans coming here.
How the hell
all American
how are you
citizens.
Saying that black people come first than Mexicans or white people? Like what are you trying
I'm
to say?
About,
you know,
I'm
19
about.
Years old. You know, I got a well job. You know, I work at a grocery store, and I don't have no damn leaf blower strapped to the back of my shack. How are you going to say something like that, you know?
Well, I said that you got a good job, but I'm saying how come no Cuban put on a leaf blower? That's all I'm saying. I'm not talking about Mexican.
Well, how come,
she's
how come
asking the question.
How come there's a lot of black janitors out there, you know? What, do they just come with a mop supply to
Because we
hand?
Have not been given no day. You watch your mouth. You watch your mouth.
I'll
slap the brown off your face
like
just
that.
As fast as anything else. You tell me how come there are black janitors. We got black doctors. We got black lawyers.
Yeah, but they all
suck. I've got two sons. Well, all Mexicans couldn't. I don't even think you know how to carry a bag of groceries.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Only that thing you know how to
how
carry in a bag
on,
is drugs across the border. I bet you're able to carry in a bag of drugs across the border, ain't you? Yeah, you laugh all you want.
How are you going to come on and say something like that? My father's a well-off lawyer. My mom's a good banker.
Right now, are you Cuban? Are
my
you
mom's
Mexican?
A good banker. I'm from Pomona. I'm well off.
Are you Pomona? You ain't well off. You from Pomona.
I'm from Pomona, right, but now. I got a good house.
Hey, let me ask you something. Are you a Cuban or Mexican?
I'm a Cuban.
Well, then you all put on a damn leaf blower.
Why should I put on a damn leaf blower?
He doesn't have to put on a leaf blower. He's working.
Sand blaster or whatever
he's
you want to do.
Yeah, he's working in a grocery store. Is that it, sir?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, there you go. That's a big paying job.
Okay.
The kid's
well,
got a job. Let him have a. He's got a job. Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's my first job, and I don't have a leaf blower strapped to my back or like a rake or something like that.
Are you first generation? Are your folks from Cuba?
Yeah, I have folks, like all my relatives are
so your father
there.
Is a doctor?
My father is, he's a lawyer.
It's a lawyer, and your mother does what?
And my mother's a banker.
So what do they do?
You know,
what do they do?
We're pretty well off, you know, and everything.
What do they do in Cuba?
What do they do? I don't really know right now because
I'm not really
hooked up with my relatives right now from Havana.
You do what? You didn't know what your mother and father did when they were down in Cuba?
What's the question?
What did your mom and dad do in Cuba?
They were born and raised in there. I don't know. I guess they lived on a farm.
You guess they lived on a farm?
Yeah. They lived on a farm. They had it pretty rough, and then they came down here, and everything's well off now.
Ah, oh, that's bull crap.
How are you going to say that? Well, they didn't come down here blowing leaves all day.
That would have done your daddy good if he'd blown some leaves.
Why do you say that?
Okay. Thanks for calling. What is it with everybody from Cuba?
I say everybody put on a leaf blower, Cuban people too.
Man, Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Okay, ma'am.
Let me ask the question for you, lady, so that you don't have this lady in Miami. Ma'am, you're from Miami, correct?
Yes, I'm
And you're
from Miami.
Cuban, correct?
Yes, I'm Cuban.
Have you ever strapped a leaf blower on your back?
Never in my life. Never
there you go,
anybody
right there. There,
in my
there you go.
Family.
No Cuban is good enough to. They're all too good.
Ma'am,
they're all too good to work.
My
they
family,
work.
I was born in Cuba. My whole family was born in Cuba.
They got no goddamn leaf blower down
small.
In Cuba. You put on a leaf blower in Cuba.
Do you hear me speaking English?
Listen to the lady
I speak
talking.
Proper English. Unlike you talking like this, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you damn racist. Like listen to Cuban people. See, they
okay,
all racist. They all hate
proper.
Black people.
Okay,
no, wait a minute.
I live in Miami. I have an office job. I'm an office manager. I am only 20 years old. Okay?
Well, they must have some damn bad offices down in Miami.
My mom was
what kind
born
of office
raised
is that?
In Havana. Okay? You don't know, have you ever seen a Cuban person? You were saying that we have chocolate skin, honey. I am whiter than milk.
They got
okay?
all the Cubans are multiracial. Yeah, they're black Cubans.
Cubans
are,
there's blacks, there's white, there's
all right.
tan.
Now what am
my
I
daughter,
saying then?
My daughter, she's tan.
Perro con salsa.
Girl.
You know what that
tan
means,
and
don't
I'm
you?
White.
Perro con salsa.
Oh, perro con salsa. You know what, ma'am? You're the most ignorant person I have ever heard in my life.
You see,
life.
What you're doing, lady, is you're baiting people with the perro con salsa
you
and
know,
the leaf blower thing.
So ignorant.
No,
I have never
Phil,
in my life
no,
heard
no,
a
I'm
person.
Making a point, and nobody's picked up the point. Here's a point I'm trying to make.
You are so
No. Let me just finish here, okay? Y'all come up here from Cuba, but when's the last time you stood on a freeway off-ramp and sold an orange?
Oh, my God. This
you ain't never done
so
that, have
I
you?
I swear to
you
God,
ain't never done that.
So ignorant.
I would rather that boy, that alien gun dollar.
I see black people, white people selling oranges. I see all kinds of people selling everything on the street.
I would rather that little boy.
I do not know what you are talking
about. I'm talking about alien
okay?
Gonzalez, that little boy from Cuba.
I see all kinds of people.
I would rather he go back to Cuba
okay?
and eat rat meat than not know how to use a leaf blower. That's
ma'am,
all I'm trying to
you
say.
You know what? You don't even know what's going on in Cuba, so you shouldn't even be on the radio talking. Okay?
I know what's going on in
Cuba
right now.
You know what? Cubans, or you know why they come over here? Because there's nothing but suffering over there, okay?
Oh, so what, they got to come over here and stink everything up for us.
That's
everybody having a good
here,
time.
Okay?
You know
that's
we were
why
having.
They risked their lives
yeah,
in
right.
the ocean
right.
coming over here. That
you know,
boy,
I'll tell you something right now. We were having a good
over
time
there.
Over in this country.
Those people,
America,
you know what
we were having a good
to
time.
There,
you stuck your
gonna,
Cuban face
gonna,
over in our country now.
Like crap.
Yeah, you can feel like crap in your own damn country. We're having a damn party over here till the Cubans showed up. And now you people are party pooping.
When Cubans come over here on a raft,
yeah,
you know what the first thing they do is they look for a job.
The first thing they do
all Cubans that I've known are all hard working.
Breaking into a house is not a job. Breaking into a house is not a job, okay?
My brother, oh man.
First thing you do is look for a job.
You know
first thing
he's
you do is look for a house to break into.
The working man I've ever known in my life.
Who's that? Who's your brother, James Brown? I'm talking about all these people come over here from Cuba, and we were having a good time over here. Do y'all wash up on a damn
oh my
beach?
God. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. This
Miami?
Is turning into
do
an indictment.
In
wait, ma'am, wait. This is turning into an indictment of Cubans. I don't want that. We're talking about that little boy, Elian Gonzalez. Everybody comes to this country and works hard, okay?
Exactly.
You were saying that Elian Gonzalez should be given to a mainstream American family. The sooner he figures out how it works over here, the better.
That's right. And that's why I said
you know
the sooner that
that
boy...
Stay with his family
I think
here,
the sooner
that
that boy puts on plastic
very
gloves.
Good care of him.
Can I ask
okay.
you a question, ma'am?
What?
Have you ever made a foot long at Submarine at Subway Sandwich Shop?
Oh, my God.
You never made a foot long.
Christ.
See,
yeah,
you don't, you
like
don't
14,
have no damn,
when
you have
I was
no goddamn,
old,
you got
old.
No goddamn talent to do nothing.
Oh, and
what are you talking about making a
stupid, you know that?
No, I'm telling that boy
you
should put on
ma'am,
a pair of plastic
you know
gloves and take a
go
foot long.
And learn because you yeah. don't know any, you are so ignorant.
Absolutely.
You are so ignorant.
I'm ignorant,
I swear to God.
What college did you go to?
I swear to God, you
are
so ignorant.
What college did you go to?
I'm sorry?
What college did you go to?
What college? I'm going to Miami-Dade right now, man.
Miami-Dade, that blows.
Night school.
Not
it's
Miami-Dade,
a college.
Night school.
I don't care what. It's a college. I'm
I went
going
to frat. I went to Fratman Institute.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Miami-Dade, wow.
You're more ignorant than any other person that hasn't gone to college.
What, Fratman Institute? That's one of the best colleges in Alabama.
Good for you. Good for you. But
okay.
You know what? You're still ignorant.
Well, you're still ignorant.
Ignorant.
You're going to
you
Miami-Dade.
You could have a doctorate, and you're still ignorant.
Oh, you going to
okay,
two, you're going to a two-year.
You know what, ma'am? You know what? You are a lost case. I swear
I'm
to God.
I'm not a lost
you,
case.
You
hey,
are
listen.
Such a lost case. You don't know what even. You don't even know what you're talking about. Where do you live in Alabama?
No, I live in
ma'am,
California. I live
you
in California.
Seen, you've never seen a Hispanic person in your life.
I see Mexicans walking all through
okay.
Los Angeles
oh, my
all
God,
the time.
Mexicans.
Okay,
but I'm not Mexicans. Mexicans are totally different.
Are you Spanish? You speak Spanish?
Yes, I speak Spanish.
Then you a damn Mexican.
Oh, my God.
All right,
God,
okay.
Lady,
thank you. Thank you very much for your call. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show, just thought I'd play this for you. Hey, Mike, this is Love. Arthur Lee and Love.
Hummingbird song, what do they hum? Little girls wearing pigtails in the morning.
Why were we playing this music earlier in the week? No, actually, 7 and 7 is great. My Little Red Book, great. Orange Skies, not bad. Que Vida's great. Alone Again, but I don't think so. You know, it's just flower power stuff. This is, I got a great, Brent Bain is a listener of ours, sent me disc 1 and disc 2 of the Love Story, which is on Rhino Records. Rhino did all those great reissues, and Love was the first band they did a reissue for or on or about. And then they released this 2-disc set that has everything. And it's got, in other words, all of the stuff from the De Capo and, what's the name of the other album? Is it Forever Changes? And their early stuff. It's interesting, but it's funny how a lot of that music sounds just a teeny bit dated. Just a little. What do you mean, what flower power crap? Well, so that's what that is. Anyway, so, but I was very grateful that he sent that. But over the course of a few days, you're driving around and you're listening to it and you're going, did I like this? Arthur, you're great, but you weren't that great, baby. I'm kidding. I know life's been tough. You're a tremendous asset, and I wish we could get the band back together, and just don't do any of this stuff anymore, okay? Okay. There was something with horns. There was something with Burt Bacharach. There was something, I don't know, I remember now, but it flies away. It's fleeting. It's as if it's in my mind and then gone. It's as if I'm living the dream and then I'm waking up from it. What is it? What is it that suddenly I'm immersed in it. I'm luxuriating in it. The music, the sound, the horns. Yes, the horns. Burt Bacharach, the horns. God blast him. Damn him. Damn his rotten. Damn his carcass to hell. You like this stuff? Isn't that Rush? You know what this is? This is Rush without the guitars. God, that sounds like crap. Are you overmodulating that thing? Let me see what's going on that board there. Why is there all kinds of distortion?
Yes, yes, I remember now. I recall now. She was a blonde. She was small, standing on the cliff there. Just below, the surf was crashing against the rocks there in the cove. That lava rock, the explosion of sex, the explosion of smell and scent. I loved her.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. That was Love Sucks, All These Years Later, starring Phil Henry. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't miss our philhenryshow.com website. Well, if you can possibly miss it, maybe you ought to. Ah, it's okay. We've been giving Brian Glicklick, one of the great people here that that works at Premier, working on our website. We've given him all kinds of crap because basically it's a lousy-looking site, but it'll get better. We know. Brian's overworked. He's got Jim Rome's site. He's got Dr. Laura. He's got, what's that other guy, Art LeBeau? Oh, Rush Limbaugh. I confuse those. And then he has the other one that, boy, the Mike Reagan site is really driving him nuts. So what time has he got to give to us, right? So maybe on around 2006, after my contract is expired, 4 years down the line, then maybe get a website that somebody can look at and say, wow, that's kind of interesting. But we do have those Best of the Phil Henry Show CDs available now at philhenryshow.com. There is a premier pecking order, and right now I'm at the bottom of the list. I'm at the bottom of the ladder, baby. I'm like one of them Mexicans coming on in here. I'm like a Cuban with a leaf blower on his back. With a leaf blower on my back, Valdery, Valdera, Valdera, Valdera. So anyway, I had my physical today for the insurance company, and I'd like to say hello to Sherry, great gal, came in, drew blood, cracked me up, funny lady. While she's drawing blood, she's telling me crazy stories about Jamie and Danny. And I'm sitting there thinking, what possible bearing does this have on my life as I'm peeing into a cup? And then she, you know, took my measurements. She did. She took my measurements, man. My chest, I told you, 46-inch chest, 43-inch waist. I'm a fat tub of guts. I'm a ball. I'm a bowling ball. She said, you're an officially now, Mr. Henry, a medicine ball. She said my blood pressure was good. And she said my blood looked red. It was the right color. And I peed into a cup I'm not using. Not currently. And I took a drug test for CBS. For CBS, I had a drug test. I worked for them in Minnesota at WCCO in Minneapolis. And before I went up there, I had to go in and pee into a cup for CBS, and I had to take this drug test at some way station outside of Atlanta. You know where they put a lot of those labs where they drug test you? Right off of interstates. You want to know why? Truck drivers, my brother. You got it. These truckers have got to be drug tested every now and again. So pull off, go in. And it was then that I began getting those ideas, you know, why can't I pack in my own urine or somebody else's, something like that? Well, she said, well, there's a temperature thing, Mr. Henry. Just go in there and do it, okay? And I thought it was very amusing, but I did. And passed, and, you know, because I do not, at this particular point in this month, use drugs. But I wonder what possible bearing, of all the jobs in the world, disc jockey or talk show host, why do I have to be clean? In other words, it can only help. I can understand a guy flying an airplane. I can understand a lot of stuff. I can understand a guy that operates an escalator, operates a bus, a man who uses a jackhammer, a teacher, wherever the public good is at stake. Obviously, I think there is at least some credence to be lent, some credulity to be lent to the idea of drug testing, but not a guy that works on a freaking radio with a big, fat, hot air mouth. What difference does it make? And like I said, in some cases, in most cases, a good solid narcotic addiction could only improve the work that you hear. I'm Phil Henry.